We hear this all the time.
There are so many updates and tons of community work happening. It's hard to keep up. How do I follow it all?
Here is your answer. Listen to the Gutenberg Changelog. Hello and welcome to our 22nd episode of the Gutenberg Changelog. In today's episode, we will talk about the next live Q&A coming up for Gutenberg Times, full site editing theme development course, the WordPress 5.4.2 release, Gutenberg 8.3 release, and other good things coming from the community. My name is Birgit Pauli Haag, and I'm the curator of the Gutenberg Times, and I'm here with my co-host, Mark Urain, designer at Automattic and core contributor to WordPress. Hi, Mark. How are you today?
Hey, Birgit. I'm doing well. I'll tell you, the summer heat has definitely hit home recently. I've been building a skate ramp in my backyard for my kids in the afternoons, and that heat is intense. I'm hoping to finish it this weekend, though, and I can watch the kids enjoy some skateboarding through the summer.
That sounds like great fun. I wish I were a bit younger, but the skateboarding kind of is probably, if I would do this, it would kill me because I would still think I'm 15-year-old and I can't do all these things.
I'm right there with you.
So the last 2 weeks, so many things happened, even in the WordPress space. And one of the big highlight was the first virtual contributor day at WordCamp Europe. And we participated on it with the documentation team. And we had a 5 hours open Zoom meeting with demos and Q&A and new ideas and how we're going to organize block editor documentation. We had two rooms. One was for the end user documentation and one was for the developer documentation. And we had a lot of people coming in, especially for the block editor end user documentation, because it's one thing that people can do easily without having to write code or review code or something like that. So there were many, many enthusiastic people on there, and we got at least 8 or 9 pages published. 6 are still in the queue. So we have quite a few things to do, mainly to kind of get myself out of the equation, because right now I'm the bottleneck for reviews and more people kind of doing reviews and doing publishing. And so we are all organizing ourselves in a new channel, not as a new channel, but we are hijacking an existing channel, which is the meta-help hub on the WordPress Slack. So,
well, you are an amazing leader. So I have no doubt that you're going to have these people, you're going to get them the resources they need, and they will be able to step in and take on some of the reviewing for you to help you out there.
I definitely hope so. And Mark, happy anniversary. It's 1 year since we recorded our introduction episode on June 14th, 2019.
Oh my goodness, already a year. Yeah. It has been so fun with you on this podcast. I've loved every minute.
Yeah, same here. I learned so much, and it's exciting to see that also more and more people are listening to the show. And well, thank you, Mark, for this adventure. And thank you to the listeners to be so loyal and encouraging us. And that's how we live for, pretty much.
Yeah, thank you. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Speaking of listener comments, Kim White, an early supporter of the Gutenberg Times on Patreon for many months, and a co-organizer and teammate on the WordCamp US 2018 and 19 on the sponsor relations team, and an excellent speaker on WordCamps. She wrote in her review on iTunes, "The only way I can keep on top of the changes in the WordPress editor. I work every day building and supporting WordPress websites. It's important I know what's happening now and what's coming up for the new editor. This podcast has made me aware of relevant changes and enhancement I need to know to keep my knowledge and websites up to date." Thank you so much, Kim. This is an awesome review, and we are very, very grateful for that.
Thank you, Kim. Yeah, it's wonderful to hear.
We also have an announcement. We're starting live Q&A on the Gutenberg Times YouTube channel again. Well, I have one session scheduled for June 26 at 2 p.m. Eastern. That's 18 UTC. And we will talk about block-based themes and full-site editing with Carolina Niemark, Eileen Violini, and Kjell Reikstad. They are all major contributors on the project and expert theme developers. So we will have the registration link in the show notes, of course, or just subscribe to the Gutenberg YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Gutenberg Times. And you'll receive notification as soon as we go live. So it's going to be a great show. We have some demos for you, and we will have discussed the whole full site editing and how your theme can change, have to change, don't have to change, kind of all the different angles of it. So join us.
Yeah, that sounds like a great lineup of people, Birgit. Wonderful people involved with themes and blocks and how that all fits together. I know recently we've been doing more Zoom conversations in the design channel, and we'll pull up a video conversation and just kind of talk through some design work that someone's doing. And Eileen has been showing up, and she's been bringing some really great questions about how these template parts interact with blocks, and really like giving us some great insight into how others are looking at this working together. And so thank you, Eileen, for that. That's been so helpful. I look forward to that Q&A.
Yeah, me too. Because so, I get to ask all my questions to all.
Yeah. I'll push you some other questions maybe as well. there's been some community contributions lately, as there always are. This section is never without contributions from people, which makes me so happy to see people always innovating, always building, always doing something out there. Caroline Nymark created a full site editing course and blog. It's at fullsiteediting.com. And the heading on her site really explains it all. It says, full site editing will change how everyone uses themes and how we build with them. So that is such a good way to explain it for people coming to her site. And jump into those courses. They're fantastic. They give some really good clarity around what's happening in Gutenberg right now and how it's going to affect themes in the future. So I really recommend, both Birgit and I recommend that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another contribution from Riyadh Benguela. He's been experimenting with using blocks for collaboration. So he's got an editor that you can spin up at asblocks.com. And you can jump in and start typing a post and then invite others to jump in and collaborate on the post with you in real time. WP Tavern, Sarah Gooding has the skinny on this in a post on WP Tavern. And I know that the Gutenberg team actually used this week to organize the What's New post for Gutenberg 8.3. And it worked really well. I know I jumped in on there and I saw there were like four other people at the time writing in the same post all together at once. And that's kind of the phase three of where Gutenberg is going. So seeing some of this happen gets me so excited.
Yeah, me too. And I have all the 3 years that the Gutenberg Times is now around. Later this month, we will have our anniversary, 3-year anniversary. And one of the complaints was that decisions were made without a lot of input. And then I said, okay, well, 3 months before release, that input doesn't do anything. Yeah, it needs to be 3 years before release. And that's pretty much now for phase three.
Right.
So it's the moment where everybody puts their head together and thinks through how can this go forward. That's actually one of the reasons of this changelog, is also to alert people that people are working on this now. It's nothing set in stone, but it's all experimental, it's explorations, it's side tracks. Some things. So, and one process for the full site editing is, I haven't had this in the show notes, but there is a new channel on WordPress Slack that's the full editing outreach project, where Josefa had a call for people to apply for being part of that group, which were small business, theme developers, those who build site for others, to get at the full site editing and test it and really put some input together. And Anne McCarthy is actually liaison for that and does developer relations for that part and other parts too. So there's a lot of things happening. Just don't ignore things if you want to have an input or if you want to be at the beginning of something. Yeah, it's always great to see the beginning of something and then study 3 years later How did it come to pass for that?
Yeah. You bring up a good point, though, about trying to get in at the beginning of something, right? Yeah, WordPress is such has been around for a long time, but there's so much opportunity right now where it is the beginning of a lot of different things happening in WordPress. And it's a great place for people to come and join and just get involved early on.
Yeah, so next section in our changelog here is the what's released. And this week was release week, not only for a Gutenberg plugin, but also for WordPress 5.4.2. Was actually released before Gutenberg 8.3. And it was a security and maintenance update. It tightened security for file uploads and some other cross-site scripting issues that surfaced. And it also was the opportunity to fix some regression and bug fixes, mostly for the 2020 theme. So if you had some quirks with that, they should be resolved. Definitely update now. Most hosting companies automatically update, and hopefully you also had automatic updates for the point release and security releases. It was patched back to 3.7. So that always happens with the security release. Yeah, so that's about WordPress 5.4.2. Mm-hmm. So Gutenberg 8.3 has another big release with 146 change items. That's more than 146 PRs. And that's awesome. Yeah, you kind of feel that 5.5 is kind of around the corner. There's only 4 weeks to go. Two more releases before beta 1 of WordPress 5.5 is on schedule. So there will be 8.4 and 8.5. Feature set will go into core and 5.5. And so beta is scheduled for July 7th. And then 5.5 releases August 11th. Yeah. So what's in Gutenberg? New features. So first, there's a experimental padding control for the cover block. And then there is a link control. That's something that as soon as we had background color for paragraphs, I was waiting for the link color to come in. So that's been about 2.5 years. Because every time you change the color and the background color and the text color, and you have a link in there, it didn't change color. It takes the theme color. So
that's so true. And so oftentimes, right, you want the background to kind of match the theme color, but it might be the same color as the link.
Yeah.
The link, you're losing that.
So there was this white space in between that nobody knows. Oh, hover over, then you know it's a link. It's the hidden link. Or the secret ink. But now that's, it's still experimental, but it's in 8.3. The team also changed the default block categories. So if you are a plugin developer or have some blocks in the repository, you don't have to worry about it. There are provisions for backwards compatibility. And then one thing I really, really like, I tested it yesterday, is the new parent block selector for child blocks. So when you have a columns and then multiple columns in a columns block or in a cover block, you have multiple columns in there, it was very hard to figure out where is the parent block. Yeah, how do you get to the controls of the cover block or the group block? And you always have to kind of aim for it, and it was hit and miss. And now the toolbar, when you click on the transformer, actually, it opens up another button on top of it that kind of gets you one step higher to the parent and then to the parent. So it's very easy to kind of follow through that if you have a mouse. I don't know yet how that works with the keyboard, but I think they worked it out. Just need somebody to test this and see how.
If I'm right, I believe it's actually easier with the keyboard. Yeah. I think there's a way you can might be able to arrow or something right through the nested columns. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the arrow keys, the up and down arrow keys get you through the hierarchy of your nested blocks. So these are great features in there. Just a little caveat, the custom spacing on the cover block, as well as the link color, they're both experimental, but they're not in the experimental settings. You need to add underscore support function to your theme to unlock those features.
That's right. Yeah, so make sure that you get that theme support in there and you'll be able to use these features in the editor. Yeah. Great point. That takes us to the enhancements. Birgit. There are about 20 enhancements, several applied to the blocks themselves. You had some, like the site title block, adding alignment. There's the latest post block, adds the ability to filter by author now. We can add transforms between the core widgets that have equivalent blocks. So that kind of means when you're on the widget blocks screen or the widget areas screen in the experiments in Gutenberg, that if you already have a pre-existing widget there in one of the widget areas, you can hover over the transform tool and transform it to the block rather than using the widget. So it's kind of an easier way to get to the block rather than relying on the widget itself right now. There's a little interface packages that some updates that happen, like adding the block areas tab sidebar to the widget screen.
Say that again.
Yeah. Five times real fast. So this is when you're in the widgets area screen in the block inspector, you know how in the editor, you normally have the document tab and then you have the block tab. So it gives you settings for either one. Well, in the widget areas screen, you have a block area tab and you have the block tab. So because in the widget screen, you might have, like, depending on what the theme defines for you, but you might have a couple of different widget areas, as we're all familiar with. And so you're able to jump through those areas pretty quickly. There's also the sidebar reacts to screen size now and refactors to use the interface package. So there's some more responsive features kind of coming into the UI itself. As you're familiar with now, that the inserter kind of opens up as a side panel. So when the screen is too small, if you have the inserter open and the inspector, block inspector open, it could collide with things. So it kind of like might hide this, you know, the sidebar for you, basically.
Yeah.
Let's see, there's moving between nested levels with the arrow keys in navigation.
That's conversation, confirmation, yes.
And adding icons for the image tools. And so we're updating some more icons that got merged in. Basically, the image block is coming with a lot of new image features that you can edit an image with. So we need some icons to be integrated there. Along with those enhancements, there are about three new APIs. These included things like adding a new package, WordPress lazy import for lazily installed packages, and added an experimental block types endpoint to expose all registered blocks.
All right. Yeah, you mentioned before we are now in the experimental section of changes that come with Gutenberg 8.3. And the first one is the experimental version of the rich imaging, image editing tools.
So rich image editing. That's how you say it.
Rich image editing tools, not imaging tools, but rich image editing tools. And so you can crop them, you can resize them, you can rotate them. And it's all done in the block editor. You don't have to go back to the media library to do all this. It is experimental and it tries to kind of not destroy your work. But so test it out. And if you find bugs or something like that, because that would be so awesome when it came into 5.5. A lot of people are waiting for that. And for a content creator, that's just wonderful when you can edit the images right there and not go to a different tool. If you want to see how that looks, go to WordPress TV and look for the WordCamp Europe. There's only one video from WordCamp Europe 2020 now online. Well, at least this weekend. There might more, but Matthias demonstrated those image editing tools live to 5,000 users on WordCamp Europe. And it was quite amazing to see how that all works. So cool. Just go out and we put the link to the video into the show notes with the timestamp where he does that. So in the experimental section, to have the rich image editing tools, you need to enable them on the experimental settings screen of Gutenberg. It's now another checkbox that you have to click. And then for the full site editing, there's a new template creation flow for the edit the site. Also tries to uncustomize templates on the first load. So some business logic was refactored and the global styles be now reacting to the theme.json file. So when you put in a theme JSON file, you can control the global styles or make them default styles. And then also for some block support, the global styles are also supported in the block JSON that is used for the single block plugin in the block directory and anywhere else where it's a block, obviously. The global standards are now supported from the block JSON. I don't know if that makes sense, but
yeah,
sounded better in my head. In the navigation screen, there was a lot of work being done to also make it available on small screens, fetch all the menus over from the other interface. That's really helpful. So you have backwards compatibility and you have a starting block for your menus that you do in your full site editing as well as in your smaller ones, in your posts and pages. And then there is movement on the block directory. There were some refactor done in how the status and the block is stored. Some semantic elements were needed or used for the download heading, and they're also trying to list all the installed blocks in a pre-publishing sidebar. That's going to be interesting to see in terms of how that's going to work out and what information that brings. The block directory is still on the tentative 5.5 list, but there are quite a few people now working on it. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we get at least some experimental stuff into 5.5.
Me too. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So the bug fixes for existing blocks to tighten them up, to fix them up, like the latest block. We had the author selection for the latest blocks already in there. It's also fixed that it displays. The legacy widgets, Mark already mentioned that you can kind of convert them. Some bug fixes necessary for that to work smoothly or as smoothly as possible. And then the group block, the gallery block, the cover block, the navigation block, and the buttons block all had some bug fixes and make the interface even more stable.
They're all fantastic, let me tell you.
Well, they're all necessary and for the user definitely, and also for the developers who work with all that. There were some performance fixes or changes, and they're all in a higher order component. That's more for the block developers and for the Gutenberg developers to use or not use, because they remove the if block edit is selected component and they remove the with block edit context, a higher order component, just to mention it.
yeah, definitely. And then we had about 26 documentation changes, several in the handbook, the theme.json specification, documenting the link color feature and the features integration. Some others included initial documentation for architecture decisions, reusable blocks, initial improvement documentation. There's a lot of conversations around reusable blocks right now, especially with how these template parts work and everything. So it's good to see these updates to the documentation. JS doc comments included several things: block editor, the block library, blocks, components, just you name it. Seems like it got some comments there. Contributor docs had some changes, like adding code examples section.
Yay.
Yeah, right? And you're the docs guru here, Birgit. So if you see others that I'm not calling out, please.
No, those are the developer team. Developer documentation is, it's another team, you know.
Oh, sure.
It's another team. We don't do code. But it's good to know that there is what's there. Yeah.
It really is. It really is. The environment referencing the destroy command, fixed use of backticks, all improving the end-to-end test, README file. So a lot of things throughout there. The code quality section had about 16 changes this time around. These included refactoring some components to use hooks. Some of those components were like the block title, block compare, tab panel, all these things. Polishing the image size control. There's a number of them here that were improving the code quality. And then there were a total of 2 breaking changes. So these are the big ones that everybody should be aware of out there. Scripts, removing the legacy env command, and then the ESLint plugin scripts, updating the ESLint and related depths to 7.1.0.
I'm thinking that's dependencies, right?
Dependencies, yes, thank you.
Yeah, it's all those geek talk here.
Right.
Yeah, that brings us, talking about geek talk, to the build tooling. had also some had 14 changes. Most of them were in the local development package, environment package. And one stood out that it's now having a correct multi-site support. So you can have now a development environment that is multi-site enabled. Mm. For those who need to test things for multi-site, it's very important. Then there were also made some changes to the create block script or build tools, and that integrates CSS import into JavaScript and also enhancements for the upcoming NPM release. And then more scripts add support to PostCS config.js and support to for the splitting up the JS configuration for test commands and Webpack loader rules for CSS and SAS files, or the split for the Webpack loader rules. So there's some release tool ones about open issues. The changelog is enhanced to entry normalization, and then the performance tool fixes to run across branches, development branches on the repository, I would think. Then there were some, the most important section, right? It's the various section, that's our kitchen drawer, where we find everything that we couldn't put in any other drawers. There are 20 changes there, and I don't see anything that needs to have a shout out there.
Yeah, just alignment of icons, fixing some README syntax, code owner updates. Not a whole lot, yeah.
Yeah, there's some end-to-end test changes that might be important for contributors and those who... Oh, there's a mousetrap change. We have more cheese than the mousetrap. sorry. All right, so that was our release of Gutenberg 8.3. Test it out. Yeah, I hope you have fun with it. There are some great things in there that I definitely will have fun with.
For sure. And that, Birgit, that takes us to the some of the things that are happening right now, which we know WordPress 5.5, as we mentioned earlier, is on the horizon. And we've had some clarification around the Gutenberg or the editor, core editor leads for that release. We know Ella Van Derp will be the tech lead, and she will be leading that with Michael Arstad, who will be the design lead for this release on the editor. And they're maintaining a project board on GitHub. It's the project 45, but that project board will kind of cover all of the features that they're really hoping to push and get into 5.5. So keep your eyes on that project board. And that 5.5 should include the Gutenberg plugin versions from 7.6 through 8.4 or 8.5, depending. And those versions will be merged into core. Any help you can give on issues or testing, reporting bugs or development, those are all great places to start. So for an overview of what will be in WordPress 5.5 coming from Gutenberg, you can read a post that I put up on the Make Core blog on WordPress.org titled Editor Features for WordPress 5.5.
Yes, and that gives you a great overview of that. And now we are at the end of our show, but I wanted to highlight the theme team started about 4 weeks ago, publishing the Gutenberg Plus theme news on their Make blog. And they just posted also this week's blog post. And we will have the link in the show notes. And then save the date or even register. There is from July 8th to July 10th. It's the JavaScript for WordPress conference. It's the third annual virtual conference hosted by Zach Gordon, educator in JavaScript deeply. He took that 2015 Matt Mullenweg said learn JavaScript deeply to heart and created the site and also the conference.
Yeah. And now he's helping everybody else learn it deeply, which is
Absolutely. Yeah, he has some boot camps and courses on his website. But the conference will have 1 day workshop. That's a beginner's React workshop. And then a 1 day, one track conference about WordPress and Gutenberg. And the next day would be a 1 day, one track headless WordPress talks and presentations. Zach put a great speaker roster together with excellent topics. I probably want to listen to all of them. So July 9th and 10th, I'm not working. I'm taking the day off.
Yeah.
So there should be a schedule and a list of the sessions out next week. And so check it out. It's on javascript4wp.com. javascript4wp.com. So that's it for this week's show. Well, thank you all for listening.
Thank
you, Mark, for walking us through all this. And yeah, I hope you have...
Always a big list to go through with you, Birgit. These change logs, wow. They're amazing.
Yeah, it is really. So as always, the show notes will be published on the gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. This is the episode 22. And if you have questions or suggestions or news you want us to talk about, send them via email to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. And if a show that you listen to moves you, and you got a few minutes time, please leave us a review on iTunes. You can learn how to do this if you don't know yet. If that would be your first review on iTunes, there is a how-to tutorial on gutenbergtimes.com/iTunes. And we read it on the show. And be honest, yeah, it doesn't have to be a four-star review. We read every review. And we are very happy when you give us your feedback. That's it. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. And for me, until the next time.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much. Birgit, it was a wonderful time with you.
Thank you. Same here.